Israel is doing irreparable damage to its own reputation, its own standing in the world by bombing civilians in Gaza, now having killed over 8,000 Palestinian civilians, over 3,000 children. And those are just the bodies that have been accounted for. There are no doubt countless thousands still buried under the rubble, many of them surely buried alive, including children buried alive. As David Icke recently said, this is a giant satanic ritualistic sacrifice being carried out by Israel. And whether you believe that or not, Israel is absolutely losing the moral high ground, if it ever held it, in the eyes of the international community. People felt sorry for Israel right after October 7th. You know, Israel was the victim. And now with this response of this relentless, indiscriminate bombing of civilian targets, including hospitals and residential buildings, churches and mosques, killing Christians in Gaza, by the way. Israel has forfeited any moral standing that it once had, and now most of the world is seeing Israel as a bunch of, at least its leaders, military and political leaders, as insane lunatic psychopaths who are going to have to be stopped. It's very clear. I mean, there's no rationality. Netanyahu thinks that he's getting messages from God and he has to fulfill prophecy. He thinks he's the Messiah. I mean, this is what crazy people talk like. And he has to kill all these other people in order to achieve the prophecy. A public opinion is turning against Israel quite rapidly. I've noticed it over the past, I don't know, 3 days or so. It's really turning rapidly. And it's not just the leftist pro-Palestine groups, by the way. It's a lot of people like me, and perhaps like you, who, I mean, I've never been pro-Palestine. I was not anti-Palestine or pro-Palestine. I wasn't anti-Israel or pro-Israel. I was just like, you know, live and let live. We should all live in peace. Now, looking at this situation, a lot of people in my shoes are seeing the crimes against humanity being carried out by Israel. And even more shockingly, we're learning things about the history of Israel and the Nakba and how they displaced 750,000 Palestinians beginning in 1948, roughly, right about there, in order to claim the land for Israel. I mean, Israelis came in to Palestine and just started slaughtering and pushing people out at gunpoint and stealing their homes and land and then declared, this is Israel. And that's been going on ever since. And frankly, a lot of people did not know that until events beginning October 7th. And I've learned more about Israel than I ever knew. And it's been absolutely shocking how Israel tried to slaughter U.S. naval sailors, crew members on the USS Liberty. U.S. tried to sink the ship. They failed. Crew members survived. But Israel was literally carrying out an act of war against the United States Navy knowingly. And Israel stole secrets from the United States, classified weapons secrets, and then sold them to the Russians. I mean, Israel has acted like an undisciplined child with nukes, running around the world doing anything and everything at once without any regard to anybody else, and just they think they can hide behind the U.S. military, which they have been able to, and claims of, well, anti-Semitism if anybody ever criticizes them. And because of these two things, combined with the fact that many Israelis believe they are, you know, chosen by God as the chosen ones, that they are a superior race sitting above all other human beings, especially the Arabs, because they believe all these things, Israel, under its current leadership, has gone insane. It has gone completely insane. And it's becoming very difficult at this point to really recognize any distinction between Hamas and Israel's current political leadership. They are both terrorist groups. They are both insane. They both kill innocent civilians. It's just that Hamas did it all in one day. They killed about 1,400 people. I'm learning now hundreds of those people were actually killed by IDF forces in the crossfire, by the way. So it's not all 100% Hamas casualties. But now Israel has killed over 8,000 Palestinians, and the number keeps growing. And the question in the minds of a lot of people observing this are like, well, you know, is there a limit? How many Palestinians do you have to kill, Israel, before you think you got them all? Before you got Hamas? I mean, how many babies have to be buried in the rubble before you think, we got this? And frankly, most of the world looking at this and listening to the way Israel talks just increasingly sees Israel as completely insane. Israel's like, well, we want to bomb those Hamas tunnels. And, you know, too bad all those hospitals and mosques and churches and residential buildings were built on top of those tunnels. I guess we're just going to have to destroy those too to get those tunnels. And they're just completely bombing the crap out of everything. They're using bunker busters too, which are destroying. I mean, there won't be a structure left standing in northern Gaza at this pace. And then you hear Israeli leaders talk about all this, and they're not using language like, oh, well, we're sorry there's so many civilians have died. We're very sorry, but it's a necessary cost to get Hamas. No, no. They're all like, kill them all. They're scum. They're animals. They're dogs. Destroy all Palestinians. You know, that's the way they talk. It's like, wipe them all. Kill their mothers. Kill their children. And you're like, whoa, what the hell? There's no remorse on the part of Israel. No remorse at all. It's bizarre. Well, I guess it's bizarre until you realize, of course, it's all engineered in order to provoke an Arab uprising. That's the only explanation that makes any sense. That's what I've been reporting for the past few days. This is all designed to provoke, because the U.S. wants a war with Iran. So they've got to get Iran involved somehow. How do you do that? Well, it's very obvious. What you do is you carry out so many atrocities against the Palestinian people that the civilians in countries like Syria, Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, Iran, and so on, that the civilians put so much pressure through protests and other means on their own leaders that they eventually have to, you know, retaliate against the United States and Israel. Or they risk being overthrown themselves, their local political leaders, you know, like the leaders of Iran, or even maybe at some point, Saudi Arabia. I mean, their own populations are going to be up in arms like never before. Protests are massive, and they're getting, you know, larger. And this is not going to calm down, by the way. And then the U.S. throws its naval vessels out there like, here, have some bait, right? Oh, here's a nice juicy aircraft carrier. Look, it's the length of 3 football fields. You can't miss it. Bombs away, bombs away. It's like they want the USS Ford to be bombed or to be struck by missiles, especially from Iran. Why? Well, obvious reasons. They want to be able to say, look, Iran attacked us. Now we have to go to war with Iran. And just like the Israelis are saying, well, how dare these people build their hospitals and churches on top of Hamas tunnels? Well, the U.S. military is saying, well, how dare Iran build its country right next to all our military bases? Clearly, Iran wants war. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done that. Or it's like, how dare Russia build its country right next to our bioweapons factories in eastern Ukraine? Yeah, the West is utterly insane, and there's no coming back from this, it appears. So that's what's about to happen. The escalation into conflict with Iran, with Hezbollah, with Syria, maybe with Egypt, maybe with the Saudis. Turkey is starting to talk like they want to get in on the war here. This is going to be a massive, not just regional war, it's going to become a world war. And remember, I mean, never forget this. No matter what you think about Israelis or Palestinians or Hamas or anybody, never forget This is being done on purpose so the globalists can cover up their crimes of the vaccine bioweapons and the money printing and the mass theft of money from everybody in the West. They know that they've reached the end game of money printing. They also know that the statistics about the mass death of people from the vaccine injections can no longer be covered up. It's all coming out. They need a bigger cover story. They need a world war. They need mass death to cover up the vaccine genocide. And they need world war to cover up their own financial crimes. So never forget that big picture in all of this. That's what's really driving everything. This is why in the United Nations, virtually the entire world voted in favor of a call for a ceasefire. But not Israel, not the United States. The US and Israel said, nope, we don't want a ceasefire. Everybody else, almost everybody else, said, yeah, it's time to stop this insanity. It's time to have diplomacy. But understand, Israel is unlikely to survive this if they continue on their current path. So Israel's not just going to get a black eye in attacking Gaza. Israel is going to very likely face an existential threat of its own destruction. And the U.S. will likely be financially destroyed because of the money printing implications related to this war. So it's not going to take much for Israel to start launching nukes as it is being overrun. And then all bets are off. Then we're in World War III with nuclear weapons, and a lot of people have nukes. And even the Pakistanis have promised to give nukes to Turkey, by the way. So Turkey may be deploying nukes. Iran, no doubt, has nukes. Israel has nukes. Russia, of course, has lots of nukes, more than we do. And China has nukes. And India has nukes. I mean, the situation is getting super dicey. So, yeah, get prepared, everybody. Get prepared. And stay informed. Watch my videos and podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. Or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. God bless you all. Get prepared. Situation is not looking good. Take care.